Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of bad looks, from Bally Sports and 92.3 The Fan, Jason Lloyd joins us on the show. Hello, Jason.
Are you kidding me right now?
What?
Seriously?
What?
That's what you're opening with?
Why? What?
Whatever.
What? What's wrong?
No. You want to talk to my daughter? I got her in the car. You're probably better off talking to her than me.
Why? I was going to give you a compliment.
All right, go ahead.
You ready?
I'm ready. I don't think you've ever given me a compliment, ever.
At by Jason Lloyd on Twitter. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So we had our family over for Thanksgiving. Well, not my brother-in-law and his family, because my brother-in-law is kind of funny. But we had my family over, and my father-in-law goes, "Hey, you know that Jason Lloyd?" I went, looked at him like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, he fills in for Drennan." I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "He's pretty good." And I'm like, "All right, I'll tell him." So you got one viewer and Bob Wilson out there in Canfield, Ohio, who really likes you, Jason. The rest of us hate your guts.
I got one. That's all I need.
That's how you build a dynasty. You get one, and then one tells
one
two. And
time.
You know, that's how it goes. All right, Jason, you want to start there? What do you think of that whole rollout of the whole Guardians name? Or are you not allowed to say anything? Oh!
When have I ever been muzzled?
Never, not a once.
So what do you mean, though? Like, the fact that they're piecemealing it together with the signs? Who cares?
I do. I think it looks bad.
It's December 1st. Who cares? Yes, it's a changeover. Like, I mean, obviously the sign crashing was really bad. Like, that was just, I mean, that's, you can't make this stuff up, but at least the team, like, leaned into it on their Twitter account and said, "Okay, here it is. Give us your best shot." But, you know, I mean, other than that, like, so they're not taking the signs down in the right order.
Well, Jason, you've been – whoa, hold on. It's not just that. You don't have on-field merchandise for the fans to buy. Your logo, again, we got the Poly Walnuts logo. This whole thing is done.
I agree with the merchandise. Like, it should be – and I think that's got something to do with the that's not entirely in their hands, is the way it was described to me. Like, I don't know who their official is. It Nike? I don't even know who it is. Is it Nike? That there may have been some delays on that end of it. But, yeah, I mean, you should be, the day that the sign goes up and the logo changes, you should have official jerseys ready to go. I agree with that.
Can't you wait? I mean, you can always just wait. They know what's saying you have to do this now. Like, and before I was going, man, I'll tell you this, Jason, because tonight – there could be a lockout that starts at midnight.
Yep.
And I imagine there will be. And if there is, like, at first I'm going, man, that'd be really bad. I go, well, wait a minute. What if there's a lockout and they don't start the season until June 1st? Hey, that gives the Guardians some time to get their ducks in a row and actually have a proper rollout of this thing on a different opening day than, what, late March or early April?
Well, you can't assume that the season's going to start in June. You got to be prepared for it to start on time. Like, that's really terrible planning if you say, oh, well, there's going to be a possible lockout and maybe we have till June for this. You got to be ready to go. Like,
well, considering all the things that have happened before, it would tell me that they might not be ready for that time.
Well, and no, I agree. Like, I'm really concerned about this work stoppage. I'm afraid it's going to impact the season, which is the very last thing baseball needs right now. But still, you have to prepare as if everything is starting on time. I mean, no, they're not going to come up with a deal within the next 24 hours. No. But, again, you have to prepare as if everything is starting on time.
Jason Lloyd with us on the hotline. Did the Browns basically waste part of their Super Bowl window this year by never making the move to Case Keenum again?
No. Seriously?
I was going to ask you more about baseball. Lyman didn't give a damn, clearly. Damn. He didn't care at all.
I got to tell you, man, I've been saying it all week on TV the last couple of weeks. I think we're making way too much out of these injuries. Way too much. Like, has he been hurt this year? Yes. Has it impacted him on some level? Yeah, I'm sure. Probably, for sure. But to go on and on and on and on the way everyone has over this, they called a throwback pass to Baker in the Detroit game. If he was spending all week in a body cast like everyone's acting, do you call that play? Now, you know, Jarvis pulled it down and saved the play call and scrambled for a touchdown. But the original read on that, he was looking at Baker. He's going to throw it to Baker. And the way that he's moving around at times, I just think we're making way too big of a deal out of this.
They did the same thing with the Penn State quarterback and that loss to Illinois, and he was banged up too. So, it's like, well, if you're out there, they're still going to call plays. And I don't think coaches coach towards injury in a lot of ways.
You're not going to call that play.
But, I mean, you say that, but James Franklin's not the best example. But you could say ineptitude, it can show up, whether it be in college football, major college football, or even in the pros. But I'm sorry, Jason. I mean, you can call me a sissy or say I'm making a bunch of excuses for the guy. I don't give a damn. I think I'm watching a guy who's definitely hobbled, and I just don't think he'd be playing anywhere nearly as poorly as he was playing against Pittsburgh and against New England and against Detroit had he not been injured. Sorry.
I think it's impacting him on some level, yes. I agree with that. But he is the 33rd ranked in the fourth quarter this year. You mean to tell me that's all injuries? He's the 33rd rated passer in a 32-team league. He's completing 52% of his passes in the fourth quarter. Only Jameis Winston is worse.
I'm not saying he's good.
You're telling me that's all injuries? I'm not buying
it. I'm not saying it's all injuries, but I think with injuries, he'd still be in the 20s. I'm not saying that's good, but I'm not saying he's as terrible
as he is. All right, so
Jason,
then let me get back to my original question. I'll rephrase it. Did the Browns waste a year of their window by not replacing Baker Mayfield for cause? He's not good enough.
You mean during the season?
Yes.
No, because you got to figure out what you've got.
Well, right? Wait a minute. If he's garbage, then why are we not moving on from the quarterback? You guys all say he's not hurt and he's garbage, then why aren't you moving on? Can't have it both ways.
Lyman, I tried to tell you last year to move on from him. We had the Deshaun Watson argument on the radio. Now that was before all the other stuff came out about Deshaun, obviously. But Lyman and I both said, go get Deshaun Watson. He can win you a Super Bowl. He's going to give you better odds of winning the Super Bowl than Baker. So I was in favor of moving on from him last year. And that point's just been driven home more and more this year. But if you're the Browns, clearly you need to figure out what you have in this guy. And the injuries certainly complicate that.
We're trying to make the playoffs, but we're also trying to figure out what we have in a quarterback who's definitely injured.
Have they signed him to an extension?
If no.
They haven't signed him to an
but
extension,
again,
they're trying to figure out what he's worth.
But again, and that you're right about that, but I'm saying how crazy it is that we're trying to make the playoffs and trying to compete in the playoffs, and at the beginning of the season, trying to win a Super Bowl. Now, that ship has probably sailed for a lot of folks. But trying to do all these things, but also trying to figure out what you have in your quarterback, and he's injured. Like, it doesn't make sense. That's nonsensical.
That's the NFL. There's a lot of teams trying to figure that out.
But again,
the
he's injured.
Didn't extend Lamar Jackson. That blows my mind, but they didn't extend him. The Bills did extend Josh Allen. Look where they are. They're a wreck this year.
And if they get bounced in the – well, now with all their other injuries, even though you guys don't want to hear this, with all their other injuries, I could still look back at the Ravens season and go, boy, it's amazing they competed the way they competed with Lamar Jackson, considering they had 20 guys or whatever it is on the IR.
I totally agree.
What's the difference with Baker Mayfield? I can use injuries for a quarterback that doesn't play for the Cleveland Browns, even though it's not his injuries, and I can't use an injury as an argument for a quarterback who currently plays for the Cleveland Browns. That's not fair. That's not an argument.
The Ravens have no NFL caliber running backs on their roster, and they're in first place in the AFC because of their quarterback. The Browns are out of the playoff picture right now. Like, this is an apples and oranges.
Would they be in the play? No. Would they be in the playoff picture if Baker Mayfield were healthy? I asked Lyman about that earlier. He said yes. You don't think they would be in the playoff picture if Baker Mayfield were healthy?
I don't know. I think that, yeah, listen, again.
I'd kiss your bare ass on Euclid Avenue if he were to play any bit that poorly against Pittsburgh had he been healthy.
No, I'm saying I do believe the injuries have impacted him on some level, yes, but injuries are also part of the NFL, and he's a 6-foot quarterback. He's going to be banged up every year. This is what you're going to have with a smaller stature quarterback. He had cracked ribs last year. Like, there's always going to be something with him. Always. We just have to move past the point of always using injuries as an excuse for him.
Now, what if, devil's advocate, what about Russell Wilson's dealing with an injury? It is on his throwing hand. He had surgery or had it had a pin in there and everything, and he has not been the same. Now, his numbers are still all higher than Baker's, but he has not been good this year.
No, he hasn't. And, you know, that's the name that keeps coming up. If you want to move on from Baker, you look at Russ, and he's getting older, yes. But I just think there's obviously much more of a track record there. And if you're the Browns, you have to determine, well, number one, you have to determine if he'll even want to come here. But you have to, if that's the route you want to go, you have to say, is it all what you just said, throwing hand? Again, throwing hand is a lot different than some of this other stuff we're talking about with Baker. Is it just injury-related and next year he's going to be fine because we have a much larger track record with Russell of success than we do with Baker?
All right, Jason Lloyd with us on the hotline. How much of the shine also right now is off of Kevin Stefanski?
Oh, he's going through it, no doubt about it. Like, you know, last year was all roses at his feet and hand-fed grapes and everything was great. And this year there's been a lot more adversity. You know, I think last year being a COVID year, there weren't as many people in the building. It probably was a little bit more football focused, not as many fingers in the pot. This year, it's kind of more of a normal year. Last year, the schedule, I think, was a little bit easier. They caught more breaks last year, which just happens year to year. And this year, he's going through some things that he probably didn't have to deal with before. And as a first-time coach, this is his second year, but first time experiencing some of the things he didn't have to experience last year, he struggled at times. Does that mean I think they should fire him? No, absolutely not. I think he's going to be in Cleveland for a long time. But sometimes you got to go through things to learn things, and I think that's where he's at right now.
Jason Lloyd with us on the show. Do you think the Browns make the playoffs right now?
No, it's over.
It's not over. They're 6-6.
It's over. They have no tiebreakers in the division. They are three games behind the Ravens in the loss column.
Well, they do it. No, they have Cincinnati.
Boom.
In the division.
Take that, tough guy.
No, they're three games back in the loss column behind the Ravens.
But they could still lose.
Time to play.
It's not over yet.
I just don't see a path to, I mean, I saw a mathematical, they had a 20% chance. Okay, fine. Mathematically, they have a chance.
There you go.
What have you seen this year that tells you that this is a playoff team?
Not much.
It's taken them 12 games to get to 6 wins. Do you think they're going to win 5 straight?
No.
You think they're going to go to Green Bay and win on Christmas Day?
No.
No. No. This is not a playoff team. And it's unfortunate. Like, you know, I joked with you guys before. I literally canceled my wife's Christmas present from last year and canceled a cruise because I booked the cruise and then the NFL changed the date of the Super Bowl. And I said, honey, we can't go on this cruise because the Browns might be in the Super Bowl.
I don't care.
I was as bought in as anyone to the point where I changed my wife's cruise Christmas present because I believe the Browns had a chance this year.
Oh, you couldn't go on your boat ride.
Oh, shut up. Bye, honey. I love you.
Oh, and that sentimental moment there.
Go kayaking down the Cuyahoga River. I have zero sympathy for you.
Sentimental moment between Mr. Spears and Brittany right there.
Was your wife with you right there?
No, it was my daughter. I told you.
Oh, you said bye, honey. You said bye, honey. I was like, was she with him when I'm saying this stuff?
Jason.
She loves you.
And I'll lump me in as well and maybe Ken, but he'll probably back out of this. Do we all owe an apology to Kobe Altman?
No, because listen, I have never once called for Kobe to be fired. Never once. Go try and find it. You'll never find it. I was critical.
Well, you certainly circled around it a whole bunch, didn't you?
No. No, listen. Hey, I called for Freddie to be fired 6 games into the season. If I think a guy's going to be fired, I'm going to tell you he should be fired. I never thought Kobe
should
be fired,
Jason,
because I thought he did well with the draft picks he had. It was some of the other mismanagement that I had a problem with, the Kevin Love extension, the Kyrie trades, what I keep going back to. It was that stuff. It was how the championship window ended and what they did around that. It had nothing to do, because I said all along it was going to take 3 to 5 years to put this thing back together, and that's if everything breaks right and goes your way. It's really, really hard to do it this way. He's done a great job. The Evan Mobley thing changed the entire direction of the franchise. Without Mobley, they're not in this spot. You know, he goes out and misses 4 games. They lose all 4 games. It's not a coincidence. Jared Allen, I wasn't sure about that extension. He's been great. Like, that's because I just don't know how 7-footers fit in today's NBA. They're playing 3 of them, and it's working. Now, I don't know if Lauri Markkanen can play the 3 full-time. I don't know if that's sustainable long-term. He's a liability defensively. But if he keeps shooting the ball the way he shot the last couple of nights, that's what they need. They need shooting from him. And I'm still a little bit concerned about their depth. But, yeah, I think this is sustainable. And again, like, you know, you can nitpick it with, like, Colin, should they have taken Michael Porter Jr. instead? Well, look at where Porter's at now. Like, they had concerns about his back. Those have proven to be true. I don't like the way they use Colin in this point in his career. Again, it goes back to some of the mismanagement I was talking about earlier. But I think Colin's a good NBA player. I just don't think he's been used in the right role since he's been here. Darius Garland, the NBA told you what they thought about him when they put him on the select team. Like, he's going to get better and better and better. And the Darius Evan Mobley pick and roll is real. And the Darius Jared Allen combo is real. And so, like, I like the moves that they made. It was some of the bigger picture stuff that I had the issue with. And I really didn't like, I said, the GM's taking a victory lap at 4-4. I did not like that from the desk of Kobe thing, only because he didn't talk a whole lot the last 4 years when things were really bad. He wasn't anywhere to be found. And now all of a sudden he wants to get out in front. But I have to be totally honest, and I told the Cavs over the offseason, he needs to talk more. Like, he needs to be the face more. And he needs to be out in front. He needs to handle some of this stuff. So I don't want to be hypocritical and crush him now for doing stuff like this when I'm the one that told him in the offseason that he needs to be more out in front. I just didn't like the timing of the first one, but I see now he's making it sort of a regular thing. And whatever. I've never seen a GM do it before, but that's okay. Like, again, I can't tell him you have to be more out front and then bash him for it. But I like the moves that they made. Cavs basketball is fun again. No, Lima, I still have not been to a game. I've been wrapped up with the Browns. But I've
been
going,
wrapped up
I
in anything.
Get back in. And, it's like I've been watching the Cavs going, is it time to write the big piece of the Cavs are back? And I still think it's a little premature to do that, but I love the direction they're going in for sure.
Well, it is December 1st. It's time for your monthly hit piece on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
So. Would you stop with that? Well,
okay, I'm sorry. I'm not the one who wrote them. You did.
And they were right.
Okay.
Okay, so you're gonna cry to me about the monthly hit piece when you hammered them as hard as I did.
I got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye. Jason Lloyd, Valley Sports, 92.3 The Fan. He's on hold. He's probably screaming still under the phone. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's exactly what I want to bring up next. We got Dan Wetzel at 9 o'clock up next. I'm not apologizing for something I never said. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.